Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
The first 5 years of my business, I was making money, right? It's like, not like I didn't have money, but I was so afraid to lose it also that I was just stacking it. Every time I travel, I would try to find who do I know in this town that I can sleep on their couch.
Yeah, isn't it funny?
Because I was like, I'm not going to pay $200 a night for a room. Uh-huh. What are you talking about? Like, I can use that money and I can put it somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I was always like, how do I just get on the cheapest bus fare? How do I get like the middle back seat on Southwest? Like, how do I get the $39
shooting
flight
high. Yeah.
And just sit there for 6 hours in the middle and just, you know, crammed.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, convenience and saving time and having my health optimized and using it to do those things. But I was afraid to lose it. So it's just work to make it, but I was afraid to lose it for a while.
I hate paying for parking. I would rather, and we're talking like $2 at a meter. Like, I'm so weird about that. I'm like,
you'd rather roll on the block five times to try to find a free
spot. Waste my time. Like, it's so stupid. I also have this thing where like, I'll spend $60,000 to put solar on my house, but I won't spend $15 on a wooden spoon. Like, it's just kind of funny catching yourself where you're.
Well, I think there's a power in being mindful with your money and being, I would call it frugal, I guess, maybe in certain ways, but abundant in other ways.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, be abundant in certain ways, but don't just overspend on everything because you have the money.
Yeah, I know. So
be mindful of certain things.
Finding, you know, at whatever level you're at too, you know, like when you don't have money, you also don't want to be pinched off and stingy with it. Like, this isn't just two people with money talking about it. It really is about figuring out where you're at and how to stay in that abundance mindset and in the flow and leaving an extra dollar when you tip or whatever, you know, but just really catching yourself when you're pinching it off. Because it doesn't matter how much we're talking about, but it's that pinching off. If money is currency and currency is energy and you're pinching it off, that is not going to do well for you.
Blocking it. What was the big lesson about relationships in the last 10 years?
You know that people are still really uncomfortable with money. And I do feel like it's being of service to talk about it freely and openly and joyfully. And it totally turns people off. Absolutely. But taking a stand and doing it anyway.
It's interesting because we'll see, you know, on social media, these physical transformations of people. Here was me 6 months ago, here's me now.
Yeah.
And you'll see a lot of people celebrating that, right?
Yes.
Like, congratulations, it's amazing, it's the encouragement, it's like, look what I was able to do, and I'm so proud of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I wish more people would do that around money, too. Look, like, I was $30,000 in debt, and look at my bank statement now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm debt-free, and I've got $1,000 in the bank. How has making money impacted you intimately in relationship?
That is my Achilles heel right now. I have stories around being a very successful woman and how that's not so feminine and how there's a lot of stuff on that.
What do you feel like is the biggest struggle around that?
My own beliefs around it. Totally. Come on now. It's all the same thing.
So is this like, you know, people just are intimidated by you because you have money, or what is that?
That's what I think. Because men are supposed to be the providers and supposed to be more successful. And I don't really even care about that, you know? But I do care about somebody being at the same level of me spiritually and sort of what they're into and stuff like that. So that's really important to me.
Interesting.
But, yeah.
Because that might be a block for some women. If I make more money, will I be in a great intimate relationship?
I think if I make
more than my partner, right?
Well, the way that it's set up, that is sort of it. And, you know, so I just got to find a guy who's either got really good wealth consciousness, who's as successful, who's totally out there. But it's my own story. It's always your own story. Yeah.
What would you coach another woman who they've got a, you know, a successful growing business, or maybe they're, you know, making $1 million a year in their business or more. And they're like, man, I've been struggling because I haven't found a guy who's comfortable with me making this much. They feel like they can't add as much value to the relationship.
watch your thoughts. What are you believing about it? What have you decided is true about you, about your environment, about the way the world works? Like, it's all your thoughts. Like, if you keep harping on, it's hard, he's not out there, I'm too this, I'm too that, then that is the truth.
That's what you'll manifest or attract.
That, you know, to think what you want to think is to think the truth.
For me, it feels great to have someone who's more energetically aligned or like more of an equal match, even though my business does more than her business, but she's making a killing, right, in her own way. And I'm excited for her. It doesn't make me feel like I'm not able to provide as much with her making good money also. For me, it doesn't affect that within me. But maybe 10, 15 years ago, I would have. Maybe I would have felt insecure or not enough because I hadn't worked on my stuff enough.
Right.
So I think it's just finding, you know, someone who's in alignment, who's a good match emotionally, spiritually, psychologically as well, who's done the work and doesn't find it intimidating. I had this kind of morbid thought where I said, okay, if I'm with a partner and I don't feel like she can be resourceful and I die, can she take care of my kids financially? I struggled in the previous relationships that I was in thinking, would they be able to financially figure it out? They didn't remarry.
It's a great thing to think about.
If they didn't find another man to support them financially, if they, you know, their parents didn't fund them,
right?
Whatever happened, we had kids, I died. Could they financially be resourceful and do things that would make our kids proud of them? And that's my partner now. So it's like she is financially resourceful and creative enough to generate money if she needed to.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.